those who are not wise, they will build anywhere.
Vasina kuchenjera ndo vanozongovaka chero.
But he said the day of reckoning is coming.
Asi vanoti zuva rekucherechedza rinouya.
Where Cyclone Idai will prove every work that man has done.
Apo maduto anouya achizoyedza zvose zvakaitwa nevanhu.
So tonight we really want to stand on that solid rock.
Saka manero ano isu toda kuti timire paibwe iroro risingafambe fambe.
So we are still in that series of having communion with the Holy Ghost.
Tiri mumharidzo idzi dzakatevedzana tichiparidza pamusoro pekuyanana nemweya mutsvene.
Amen. And you cannot have communion with the Holy Ghost which you don't have.
Iwe haungakwanise kutaurirana nemweya mutsvene wausina.
You have to receive him first for you to have communion with him.
Unofanira kugamuchira mweya uyo kutanga kuti uzokwanisa kuyanana nawo.
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm happy tonight.
Ascend no fara manerwano.
That is touching, knowing who he is.
Asi nekuti kana iri nyaya yekubata kuti iye ndiani.
I think we have done a very good work.
Ndinovimba tanyatsoita basa rakaisvonaka kwazvo.
For us to know who is that Holy Spirit.
Kuti tizive kuti mweya mutsvene iyeye ndiani.
Amen.
Amen.
And we have to go to the next step.
Saka tinofanira kuti tifambe kuenda padano riri pamberi
of knowing what the baptism of the Holy Ghost is.
Kuti tisvike pakuziva kuti kubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene chii.
And we have to know how to receive that baptism also.
Uyeo tosvika pakuziva kuti unogamuchira sei mweya mutsvene iwoyu.
I am glad tonight to know that we are not the first people to want to receive the Holy Ghost.
Ndinofara zvakanyanya manheru ano kuti hatisiriso vanhu vekutanga kuti tinge tichida kugamuchira mweya mutsvene iwoyu.
The Holy Ghost came down in 1906 in Azusa Revival, Azusa Street.
Mweya mutsvene wakadzika paAzusa Street muna 1906.
Is still that same Holy Ghost today.
Achingori mweya mutsvene mumwe chete iyeye nanhasi uno.
He has not changed a bit.
Haana kana kumboshanduka nepadiki pese.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost who came down in Azusa Revival in 1906, he is still the same Holy Ghost today.
Mweya mutsvene wakadzika paAzusa ndiwo mweya mutsvene wanhasi uno zvakare.
The results which came from Azusa Revival are still the same results today.
Zvibereko zvakauya kubva parumutsiriro rwepaAzusa ndo zvibereko zvinongowanikawo kunyangwe nanhasi.
We can try to want to explain, but the explanations they won't produce the same results.
Tingaedza kuda kupa tsanangudzo asi tsanangudzo idzodzo hadzingaburitse zvibereko zvimwe chete.
You don't see the same results that he did when he came down in the scriptures.
Ukasaona zvibereko zvimwe chete nezvakaita paakadzika mumagwaro.
You have not received the Holy Ghost.
Hauna kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Amen.
You have not received the Holy Ghost.
Hauna kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
So tonight we want to speak on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Saka manero ano toda kutaura pamusoro pekubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Amen.
Then on Sunday we will speak on how to receive that Holy Spirit.
When Brother
Branham preached about how to receive the Holy Spirit, he didn't record that message.
Ama Branham poaka paridza pamusoro pekuti unogamuchira sei mweya mutsvene havana kurekoda maridzo iyoyo.
That's why we see there's a lot of challenges in people knowing how to receive the Holy Spirit.
Ndo saka muchiona pane zvinonetsa zvakawanda kuti mweya mutsvene unogamuchirwa sei.
Amen.
Amen.
But by God's grace, he will help us, he will lead us, he will tell us what it is.
Asi nenyasha dzamwari achatibatsira nekutitungamira kutiudza kuti chii.
So we want to preach tonight on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let's stand on our feet.
Saka manero ano tida kuparidza pamusoro pekuti kubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene tichisimuka zvedu.
Let us bow our heads now.
Ngatikotamisei meso yedu pari zvino.
To pray.
Tisvike pakunamata.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful tonight that we can gather together as a people, as a family, and bow our heads to you. Lord, with hungry hearts, hearts that are determined, we come before you, Lord. We lift up our spirits to the Holy Ghost. Lord, John was preaching one time. He said, there is one who is coming after me who is so mighty. Me, I can only baptize you with water, which is what we always do as preachers. But he said, there is someone who is here, someone amongst us. He is the one who will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Tonight, Father, you want to speak on that baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. May you settle it with us tonight. May we settle it with you tonight. May you take away every confusion. May you open our eyes to the scriptures that we should be able to see. He said, when we know what it is, then when we receive him, we will know what we have received. I'm resting on that tonight. The church is resting on that tonight. Please, Father, O thou Holy Spirit, we said you are our partner. You said you are the one who wants to communicate with us. You are the one who wants to come to share and to transport what the Father has and to let us see, to let us have it. Come now and go with us. Come now, Lord, and work with us right now. We are waiting to see you in action. You are the senior MD in our lives. Direct us now as we open thy word. Help us to say things that are only beneficial and to close our mouths on things that are not edifying. We are asking you tonight, may you vindicate thy word, for we are praying, pronouncing a blessing upon this scripture. In Jesus Christ's name, as we have prayed. Amen. 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 Let us take our Bibles.
God to read my Bible.
Amen. If I may see, by maybe a show of hands, those who have received the Holy Spirit, do you mind just to raise your hand? Those who said, I have received the Holy Spirit. I know I can be asked anytime. Anywhere. You who have raised your hands, you will come on Sunday. You who have raised your hands and help pray with those who have not received that. You see what Brother Branham says? Brother Branham says, get those elders, get those preachers. If you read in the book, what is the Holy Spirit?
Says,
those who know that they've received the Holy, we want to send you to people's homes and go and help people receive the Holy Spirit. So we want you, those who have received the Holy Ghost, we want to send you also in people's homes. Amen. We'll send you in people's homes where you'll be working with people until they receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Isn't it wonderful tonight? So, as we start on the scriptures, let's just take. We are opening. My iPad. Something happened to my iPad now. It's a new iPad and they changed everything, so I am struggling again. But I should be able to. Okay. My Bible is my Bible, which updated it, an updated version. So because of that Sekuru, it changed yesterday. My Bible, it changed updated version yesterday. So here I now need to learn again. I was now used to it.
Okay.
So looks like I am there. And those were damned demonic manchip and baby one is in this one. No dice. So go by and Sakura did a good. It acknowledge. So we want to start reading the scripture. Let's open the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
Gatendei kupokura Joel, chapter 2,
Joel, chapter 2, in starting on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Mukutanga, maridzoe kupapatizwa, nengwe ya mutsene.
Amen. So, what is he saying, Joel, there?
Joel
is saying, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit as we take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi. Joel 2, ndima 28. Zvino shure kwa izvozvo ndichadurura mweya wangu pamusoro penyama yose.
Amen.
Vanakomana venyu navanasikana venyu vachaprofita. Vatana venyu vacharota hope. Namajaya enyu vachaona zviratidzo. Ndichadurura mweya wangu pamusoro pavaranda na pamusoro pavashandiri na mazuva iwayo. Amen.
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 So we have taken our seats. So it says here, it shall come to pass afterward. That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you believe that this scripture was anointed, you can say another
amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so this, what Joel is saying here tonight, he is prophesying 800 years before Christ came. Amen.
Amen.
He is prophesying this scripture 800 years before Christ came. Amen.
Amen.
And in that setting, the Jews,
my Judah,
they didn't give any Gentile no place in their worship.
Vanga vasingape mahedeni kana nzvimbo mukunamata kwao.
Are you hearing me?
Mukundinzwa here?
They didn't believe
vakanga vasingatendi
that the Gentiles have a place in worshiping their God.
They
are very, very strict. They didn't want no Gentile to come in. Amen.
Amen.
And that is when he's prophesied. So right then he's telling us against the setting which was there. The Holy Spirit. You see what he's saying there? Can you go up? Verse
28.
The Holy Spirit. He's saying through this man Joel, the prophet, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So, number one, he's telling us that I'm not going to deal with you alone as the Jews. I'm going to include a people who are not part of this welfare. And
he's
called them all flesh. So he
said,
afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And this all flesh, which he's saying here,
is
representing the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen.
In
those Gentiles,
we are
wa, we have the white men.
Tineva chena
zvekare. People have thinking that maybe the Gentiles is the black man.
Vanhu vanongofunga kuti maheteni vanhu vatema bedzi.
We have all the white men.
Tineva chena vose.
Except the Jews. Those of Israel.
Avo veIsrael.
All the yellow men.
Vamwe vose vachena.
Everyone in Asia. Everyone in America,
America,
and Africa and India and Argentina, wherever they are,
Africa, Argentina,
they are Gentiles. And he's saying through Joel, I will include all these Gentiles
and
baptize them with the Holy Ghost. That's number one. Amen.
Amen.
And he's saying, when I have done that, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hear what he says. When I send the Holy Ghost, your sons, they will prophesy. Your daughters, they will prophesy. Amen. Your old men, they shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. He's saying it way there. Before Christ came. When I send the Holy Ghost, when I baptize them with the Holy Ghost, all the flesh, the flesh of the Jew, and the flesh of the Gentile, this is what will happen. Your sons, they will, and your daughters, they prophesy.
So
when the Holy Ghost comes, sons and daughters will prophesy.
Amen.
Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes, when my spirit comes down, afterward, they will prophesy. Your old men, they will dream dreams. Your young men, they shall see visions. When the Holy Ghost comes down, young men must see visions. When the Holy Ghost comes down, the old men must dream dreams.
Amen.
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 Zripachen.
Amen.
Zripachen.
Yes.
So if you have the Holy Ghost,
saka kana une mweya mutsweni,
and this is not following,
uye izvi zvisingateveri,
it's either you are a victim of wrong teaching, or you don't have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. That's number one. Let's go down. And also upon the servants.
Now, he
said, I will include the servants too.
And I will
include the handmaids.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. I will include your garden boys.
Amen.
They will receive the Holy Ghost. When I send the Holy Ghost upon all flesh, all flesh will receive the Holy Ghost. And including your servants.
Why servants?
They were despised. Yeah.
Amen.
They were, remember he said, your sons and your daughters. He said, but only them.
And
but I include even your workers. Those in aprons. Those in overalls. They will also receive
that.
Afterward. Amen. In those days, I pour out
my spirit.
When the Holy Ghost comes down, everyone, no matter your station, the poor, the servants, the rejected ones, the despised ones, Joel said, you will receive the Holy Ghost. You will receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Church.
Amen.
Even the servants, they must receive the Holy Ghost. Even the headmen.
Headmaid.
Maid. You see that? Do we have maids today in church? They
must
receive the Holy Ghost. They must receive the Holy Ghost. Your maid servant,
amen,
is belong to a what? To a mistress.
Amen.
Some of you are the mistresses.
We
have your maid. But
he's
saying the mistress and the
maid,
they must all receive the Holy Ghost.
Hey.
When you all receive the Holy Ghost, then the mistress who impressed the maid,
Zino, uyo anoshandirwa, anobundira, anomushandira.
The mistress and the maid, they all impress each other.
Vanhu vose vanobundira.
When the Holy Ghost comes,
kana mweya mutsvene achinge auya.
What Job is saying here?
Those who kureva Job
iri pano. What I say here of address, he says what? Humility. Do you see the word here?
Amen.
Be humble. He said you are humble.
Amen.
Figuratively, you are humble.
Man.
A maid, a servant, by a servant, a slave girl. Do you see this? A slave girl, yeah. Even the slave girls, those who work as slaves in our homes,
are you
saying, excuse here? Slave.
Amen.
Even slave girls must receive the Holy Ghost.
Kunyangwe vasikana vanoshanda mudzimbadzo vanofanira kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
They must receive the Holy Ghost.
Vanotofanirwa kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The slave girls, they must receive the Holy Ghost.
Vasikana varanda vanofanira kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
The subjects.
Amen.
Yeah. The subjects, they must. You know what subject is? Yeah. The mosque, remember mosque? Mosque in the spoken word. In Germany. Yeah? They must receive this subject in Napka.
Amen. Wosevari Paspen.
What a good tongue.
Amen.
He says they must receive the Holy Ghost.
Vano fanira sakare kugamuchira mweya
mutsvene.
Amen.
They were all flesh.
Mweya mutsvene ndeve vanhu vose.
They're all flesh.
all flesh must tell yourself it.
Made.
Receive the Holy Ghost. Are you mistresses baptized the Holy Ghost? I want to pray with you also, my maid. Receive the Holy Ghost. If you know what Holy Ghost is, you won't rest until you make also receive the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise his name. Are you hearing me tonight? 800 years before Christ came. This is when he's saying this. And as he's saying this, people are saying, oh, what is that? You don't know nothing about playing with slaves and together in church with the slave.
Apana chavano ziva kuti mushandi ne mushandiro wano tamba vose mukereke.
Amen. I want you to see where you are.
Amen.
They to be forced by Moses.
Wanga vakamanikidzwa na
Moses. On Exodus.
Amen. Mukubuda.
You have to include yourself in.
Munofanira kusanganisira avo
vano
mushandirai.
So every all flesh.
Saka munhu wose.
That's how God wants to give the Holy Ghost.
Madiro ayo mwari vanoda kupamwe ya
mutsvene. To include everyone.
Kuti munhu wose.
Those in tuxedo suits.
Amen.
Those in driving my pants.
Amen.
Plus those who are driving Corolla. Plus those who are walking on feet. Those who are in wheelchair. He said, I want to give them the Holy Ghost.
Anoti mando yose yevanhu mose ndinoda kukupai mweya mutsvene.
Yes. What am I saying? Akashiba said, I want to give them the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Don't
Mazino, I give them the Holy Ghost again.
All
flesh.
Munose.
The Holy Ghost must receive Holy Ghost anyhow.
All
flesh.
Munose.
Even tonight.
Munyangwe
is still all flesh.
Achingori munose.
Say, Lord, I am that flesh.
Itimari
is what you say. Then I am the flesh.
Ini munuacho.
No matter your station,
amen.
No matter where you are,
usatarise,
no matter what you are going through, Lord, I'm despised.
I want to know
I'm despised, yes.
You know,
but I want the Holy Ghost as you said by the word.
They are
laughing at me at church. Because I have one dress. With your one dress,
then
I want to give you the Holy Ghost anyhow. He still wants to give you the Holy Ghost.
Because
he said, upon all,
flesh. If you
are still flesh,
no
matter what they say about you,
no
matter what you are going through,
no matter
what you are suffering,
then
I want to give you the Holy Ghost. Before Christ even came, this was said. Even tonight, they said that afterward, I will give all flesh
the
baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And tonight,
we
are in that afterward season. This is the season of the afterward.
He
said, I will pour out. Pour out.
Amen.
Pour. By waiting for that. It's not sprinkling. It's not just kungo. It's a real pour out. A real baptism. A real downpour of the Holy Ghost. Afterward, I will do it upon all flesh. If you should wire up, he said, I will pour out my Holy Ghost on you. If you
should
marry, I still pour out my Holy Ghost upon the poor.
I
I'll still pour out the Holy Ghost. I will pour it out. Out my spirit.
Amen.
Amen. What he said there. Amen. Now, so what is the Holy Ghost? What is the baptism of the Spirit? What is it? Amen. Glory be to God. What is it then?
Mm-hmm.
I'll pour out my spirit
upon
all flesh and upon your handmaids, upon your mistresses. Let's take chapter 1 of Acts. Thank you, Father. Chapter 1 of Acts there. Let's start from verse 1. Let's move. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself after this passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom. And being, you see what he had said in Luke chapter 22?
He had said, go
into the upper room. Go in Jerusalem. Don't do anything. Go and wait there until you are endued with the Spirit. We will get to it. But they said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water. You see what he said? But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. You see what he says there to the disciples? So Jesus is saying to them, the hour which Joel said afterward, it just there. The hour has arrived. So the not many days hence, this is what John was saying afterward. Not many days hence, he says, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
That
John baptized you with water.
Amen.
John baptized you with water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost in few days to come.
So
baptism with water and baptism with the Holy Ghost are different things. Are we together tonight? We must be very clear with that. Baptism with water and baptism with the Holy Ghost are two different things. Praise God.
Amen.
We must be very, 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 very clear. Amen. Now, they said to him, verse 6, they said to him, Lord, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he says, don't worry about what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about.
Says,
but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, Joel said, when the Holy Ghost has come, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your servants and your handmaids shall also receive the Holy Ghost. And Jesus is telling these disciples, but you shall receive power After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and in the Gentile world. Amen. Praise God. See this. When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, he said, you shall receive.
Chakamchira Simba.
Did you read the same thing? Yeah? You shall receive power.
Uchakamchira Simba.
When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, the power which you had
Simbara
before he came,
Asati Awia,
and the power which you now have
ne Simbara
after he comes must be different.
Rino fanira kunge rakatosiana. Amen.
The level of power in your life
chiero cha simba mu upenyu
wako must change.
Chinofana kushanduka.
Yeah?
Amen.
The level of power
chiero cha
simba that is now operating in your life
chiri kushanda mu
upenyu wako when he come
mushure mekunge ya
uyu must be different.
Chinofana kutosiana.
If there's no change of power,
kana pasina shanduko yesimba,
you have not received that.
Auna kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Are we together?
Tiri pamwe chete.
I want to be very, very clear.
Toda kuti tinyatsojekesa.
You shall receive power.
Muchagamuchira simba.
When he comes,
kana auya.
Yeah? And that which you receive,
simba iri ramuno gamuchira,
you will use it
muchari shandisa
to be a witness.
Kuvazva pupu.
Remember what he said last time when we were preaching about what the Holy Ghost is?
Rangaria zvataka taura patai paradzwa kuti mweya mutsvene chi.
He said,
akati,
the Holy Ghost
mweya mutsvene
will witness.
Amen. Uchapupura.
Did he say about it?
Yes.
John 15.
John 15.
Said he will witness.
Anzacha pupura
about Jesus.
Pamusoro pa Jesu.
You speak of me.
Acha taura nezvangu.
This is where it is.
Ndo pazvira.
When the Holy Ghost has come,
mweya mutsvene kana chinga
uya, when the power has come,
kana simbara uya,
it makes you a witness.
Rino kuita chapupu.
It makes the recipient of the Holy Ghost a witness.
Rinoita kuti uya gamuchira mweya mutsvene awe chapupu cha Jesu.
Remember what we said when we were speaking about the symbols?
Rangarirai zvatakataura patai taura pamusoro peizvo zvinomirira mweya mutsvene.
One of the power which comes,
rimwe simba rinouya,
is he comes with wine.
Amen. Anouya newine.
Eh? Since the Holy Ghost was wine.
Remember that? Mutsvene wanga uri wine.
And he said wine in intoxicates.
Wine ino dark.
But wine gives you boldness.
Wine ino kupa kushinga.
This is the wine.
No wine yacho.
To witness.
Kuti upupure.
You have to have the wine.
Unofanira kunge uine wine.
So you are working with power which is not your own.
Saka uri kushanda nesimba risiri rako.
But you are under intoxication.
Asi uri pasi pekudhakwa.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Nemweya mutsvene.
To confront anyone.
Kuti usangane nechero munhu.
Ukaona uchitya kutestify. Tikarwai mbatakavika mupinika. Hatigamuchiri mweya mutsvene.
Amen. That's true.
We must actually see our need.
Tinofanira kuona shuwo
the Holy Ghost.
Kuti tigamuchire mweya mutsvene.
We must realize the need of the Holy Ghost.
Tinofanira kucherechedza kuti tinoda mweya mutsvene.
You must see kuti mweya mutsvene ka ndiri kuda kuzika ndiri ndegaka hapana kwandiri kuenda.
Yes.
Hapana kwandiri kuenda.
Amen.
So without you, I won't go
anywhere. And then I
can't go.
Yes.
Amen.
But
I can't do anything without
you. Pana chandino gona kuita and this newe.
Yes, it's telling us there.
Ari kutuudza.
When the power is the power which you receive.
Isimba raunogamuchira.
Yeah. And it makes you a
Simbai rino kuita chapupu.
My witness. Now, all right. I don't want. And no one will throw into shatter matter, but still in a greater matter. And it is
man.
Still became a what? He was a witness.
Akavacha angari chapupu.
He became a matter.
Akatourawa nekuda kwe pupurai koko.
When he was convincing them,
amen.
Said, "You people, you are stiff naked. You resist the Holy Ghost. How should you continue?"
Amen.
And they said, "Enough." Said, "No, with boldness." They said, "They could resist." The wisdom,
change
the spirit by which he spake.
Amen.
Why? He spake as a witness. I know this Jesus. Hearing me. He spoke boldly. Believe me, my Pharisees.
Amen.
You are stiff-necked. You resist the Holy Ghost. You killed this Jesus. With your dirty hands. And see now what has happened. And I am a witness. And Stephen, keep quiet.
Stephen Nyarara.
You're talking to a king.
Nzukutaura na mambo iwe.
Said this genius. Said kill him.
Nzimura ye.
And he became.
Amen.
The first one to die. For his Holy Ghost way. It's dripping with blood.
Amen.
It's dripping with blood. His Holy Ghost.
No,
but
amen. Amen.
Can I also be ready? Kufira message you. Can I also be ready? Kufira fangeriro. Can I also be ready? Kufira piperiro. Ah. Send me on chin.
Yeah.
Send out now. I'm comfortable. A baptized believer.
I'm comfortable. Amen.
I see hearsay.
Amen.
And then what you want? What I want?
Yes.
But we are the husband. We are Chita or other. No, we tell you, I want to tell what I want.
Amen.
I want to tell what can't what can't. Paul says,
Paura, no.
I didn't hear from any man. It was
first hand.
I asked no man.
And
I preached for 13 years. And I went up to Jerusalem to compare my notes.
We
were saying the same thing. I'm a witness. The Holy Ghost. Makes you a witness.
Uno kuita chapupu. Chokwani.
The Holy Ghost.
Mweya mtwene.
Makes you a witness.
Uno kuita chapupu.
When the power comes on
kana
you.
Simbara uya pauri.
When Jesus comes back into you.
Yesu kana chinga uya
he
mauri.
Makes you a witness.
Ano kuita chapupu.
Amen.
Amen.
Said the same thing.
Peter akataura zvinochete.
He says, just chapter 4, verse 31. Second chapter 4, verse 39.
Verse 4, 31.
Praise his name. Show me. Hmm. 26. The kings of the earth stood. And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against the Christ. And he depicted a verse when he was speaking. Who opened the mouth of thy servant David and said, why do the heathen rage?
It's
for a truth against thy holy child, Jesus, whom he has anointed, both Herod and Pilate with the Gentiles and Israel together. This is what he's saying now. He's saying what David said. I saw it happening.
Amen.
This is what Peter is saying. Peter is saying, David had said, why do the people rage? Why do the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. In verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord. You see what the witness is?
Vaapostora vaikupura kumuka kwa Jesu.
You are witnessing. It's the same thing today. You are a witness that Jesus resurrected.
Uricha pupu chekuti Jesu akamuka.
You are a witness that Jesus is still alive.
Uricha pupu chekuti Jesu
achipenda. You are a witness.
Uricha pupu
that his grave has nothing in it.
Kuti bwiro rake harina kana chinhu mukati.
Not just a witness kuti I'm a Christian.
Kwete kungoti ndimu Kristo.
Witness.
Uricha pupu
of his resurrection.
Chekumuka kwake.
I know he resurrected. I know he's alive. I know he's in
you.
He is in you.
Arimandi.
He is with you.
Anewe.
It's difficult with that.
Man,
praise God.
Amen.
You are witness of what? Of his resurrection.
Amen. Chekumuka kwake.
Whose resurrection?
Kumuka kwani?
Jesus' resurrection.
But Jesus,
but he is not dead.
Kuta anakufa.
That he is alive.
Asimupenyu.
He is alive tonight.
Mupenyu manerwanu.
Abraham says, what is, what is the Holy Ghost?
Mayamchane chi.
He says, he is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
And chi zaruro cha Jesus
personally.
Amen.
To you.
That's what Kudunga he says. Munu.
That's what he says.
No, sir, ano taura prophet.
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Personally. I know that is difficult.
Chizaruro kudunga munhu pamusoro pa Jesu Kristu
revealed to me.
Zvino zaruka kwauri.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Now, here there are three things. So
why?
What is the Holy Ghost?
Saka mweya mutsvene chi.
Amen. The baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Vabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene.
Is a definite experience.
Chitiko chinoto.
Of which one may know whether he has received it or not.
Chekuti munhu anotoziva kuti ini ndakagamuchira here kana kuti kwete.
Ngatiwira nei papo.
Amen.
One may know.
Munhu anotoziva.
It's a definite yes or no experience.
Chinhu chekutoti munhu anoziva kuti hongu kana kuti kwete. No check tank.
Why?
Say,
I don't want to receive power.
Man, I don't want to come to Simba.
When the Holy Ghost is come,
kana mweya mutsvene auya,
you shall receive power.
Ucha gamuchira Simba.
I don't want to receive power. Ucha gamuchira Simba. Uzoti, aka uya hika kuti haana kuuya. I don't want to receive
power. Amen.
But it's a definite experience. Now, glory be to God. Why am I saying that?
Saying ndiri kudaro.
Luke chapter 20, 24, verse 49. What does he say? He says, Luke, let's go there. It's okay. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
But
tarry you in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
22,
Luke,
24
of Luke, verse 49. I want to ask you a question. He says, and I am on Miram Jerusalem.
Amen.
My Miram Jerusalem, my mom. You shall be in Jude.
Amen.
With power from on high.
Which are kids when they sing bad enough, Vakumusoro.
Amen. And what's the name of Miram?
Yes.
To show you this is something really definite.
Amen.
If you are waiting for something,
can I walk a mirror at you?
Have to know when the waiting is ending.
Amen. You
can't wait forever. There must come a day when all the waiting is over. You can't turn Jerusalem forever.
Aunga mira mu Jerusalem
and an end to tarry.
Pane magumo ekumirira.
That end to tarry. It's because something definite has happened. Are we together? Are you hearing me? Otherwise, ungamira kusika 50 years uri mumtemu Jerusalem. I'm still waiting. Unfortunately,
amen.
We have thousands and thousands and millions of our people who are in that situation. They are the multitude in the valley of Tari.
Amen. Varimumupata wekumirira.
Tari you until is an end.
As mirira kusikira is not ever to pane magumo.
Praise God.
Amen.
Acts 19. Paul went down to Acts 19.
The
church in Ephesus.
Paul akaenda kurekere pa Efeso.
That church in Ephesus.
Kereke ya pa Efeso.
They were well taught.
Amen. Vanga vakadzidziswa zvakanaka.
By a very renowned scholar.
Nemudzidzisi
hainyatsozikanwa. But as Paul goes there,
as Paul paanoendako,
he saw Apollo was there.
Anoona Apollo ariko.
And it came to pass.
Zvino
zvakaitika. Well, Apollo was at Corinth.
Zvino Apollo ari paCorinth.
And Paul having passed through the upper coast.
Paul akati agura nepakati
pa Ephesus.
And
he found disciples there. And he said unto them,
have
you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Do you hear me? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They are saying, in simple terms, they are saying, we have not received the Holy Ghost. They were not ashamed to say this. They were not embarrassed to say that. They say, we have not.
Don't
even know about the Holy Ghost. We are not ashamed to say that. You must know.
Unofanira kuziva.
That's why we are preaching about it.
No,
that's why we are preaching all since March began.
No, but I
for you to know. We are clearing all pockets of doubt.
Amen.
All pockets of confusion.
Amen.
You must answer yes or no.
Unofana kupindura hongu kana kwete.
After today.
Amen.
After tonight.
Kubvama nerano.
You must answer yes or
unofana kupindura hongu kana kuti kwete.
If it is no, then Sunday is your day.
Kana kuri kwete usondo ndo zuva rako.
Then Sunday is your day.
Sunday is what
where you say, now I have received. Now, he did this thing. Since you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believe,
so
you can believe for a long time and still don't have the Holy Ghost.
Hamatsangu.
Kugara message. As what one
amen.
Here are the people here. The people here, since they believe, they were in the church with the Apollos.
Amen.
See what then happened. And Paul says unto them, then, glory be to God. Then
Paul,
and he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John Baptism. And he says, oh, John baptized verily with baptism of repentance.
Saying
you must believe on him who we should come after him. That is on Christ. He says,
Christ.
When they heard about this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spoke with tongues. And they prophesied. How many were there? There were about 12. 12 believers.
12.
Wachi roa vangeli.
Amen.
Wachi naki wane vangeli. Wachi tisu wanu wachu. Wachi endi rambiri. Get this thing.
But is.
After Paul laid hands on them.
Moshuri mekunge Paul aturika maoko pavari.
There. Answer then change.
Menduro yawo yakashandu.
Kuti hatina mweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Now what tazogamshira mweya?
Amen.
Ewa kuti now tese tiri 12 takamchira tese tiri 12.
Yes.
All of us is 12.
Tose
we have now received that.
Takamchira.
Hapana kuti maybe.
Panga pasina kufungira.
The answer is changing from yes,
Menduro.
From no to yes.
Menduro yakashandu kubva pakuti kwete kuti hongu.
Definite experience.
Chiitiko chinonyatsozikanwa.
It's a definite experience.
Chiitiko chinonyatsotobatika.
And he's telling us right there.
Obva atiudza.
As Joel said, they spoke in tongues.
Joel sokutaura kwake akataura nendimi.
They prophesied.
Uye wakaprofita.
We shall receive power
when the
Holy Ghost comes upon you. It's not you. It's the power which comes in you that begin to do those things. So here they what? They speak in tongues. And they prophesy. Joel said, your son, they will.
Vanakomana venyu nevanasikana. Vachaprofita.
The same thing happened.
Zvimwe chete zvozvo zvikaitika.
Like what he said.
Sezvo akataura
izvi. Hapana chinotadzisa kuti akacha munhu yamuchere waya pauri and he speaking tongues and prophesy. It's to the scripture.
Amen. Magwaro iwayo.
It's still
scripture. Amen.
You cannot rub this.
Haukwanise kudzima izvi.
Unfortunately, I can't rub it.
Ndine hurombo neniwo handigone kuzvidzima.
No matter what you have heard,
kunyangwe wakanzwei,
this you cannot rub.
Izvi haukwanise kuzvidzima izvi.
Kuti when he laid hands on them,
pakaturika maoko
pavari, they changed their answer from no to yes.
Wakashandura mhinduro yavo.
Then knew very clearly.
Vakaziva zvakajeka.
We have now received the Holy Ghost.
Kuti iko zvino tagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
And they begin to
wakatanga
speaking tongues.
Kutaura nendimi.
And then they prophesy.
Uyewo wakaprofit.
This is what he's saying there.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, it's a definite experience.
Ndine kuti chiitiko chinonyatsotozikano.
Let's go back. You cannot dilly-dally.
Amen.
Now, let's say another thing again. Number two,
the
baptism with the Holy Ghost is a work of the Spirit separate from new birth.
Amen. Rakato siana ne kuzvarwa patsva.
Are we together?
Tiri pamwe chete here.
The new birth
barwa patsva
and the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
ne kubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene,
they are different.
Zvinhu zvakasiyana.
I want this to really come home.
Ndoda kuti zvinyatsopinda mumoyo.
They are two different things.
Zvinhu zviviri zvakasiyana.
The prophet says it.
Profita anozvitaura.
Let me get the quote that he says it.
Regani tore chitaurwa chaanodaro.
He says, the new birth. You have the new birth by believing on the Lord Jesus. By having faith and accepting him as your savior. That's birth. You see what he says there? In the book Countdown.
Amen.
Are you with me? You have the new birth by believing on the Lord Jesus, by having faith and accepting him as your savior. That's birth. See, because we have passed from death unto life. Do you say that? You have the new birth by believing on the Lord Jesus. The boys, the church at Ephesus, they believed to the one who was coming. And they were baptized under John's baptism. And they were taught about Jesus. And they were baptized to Jesus Christ. They believed in Jesus Christ. And he was coming.
So they
had the new birth.
They had
the new birth.
Wanga wakabarwa patswa.
But
as
without the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Vasina kubhabhatidzwa neMweya Mutsvene.
By having faith
nekuvane
kutenda and accepting him as your savior.
Uye kumugamuchira
sekuneswa
birth.
Are we together? For this church, this is what I want to teach.
Amen.
For this church, this is what I want to teach. If someone teaches another, that's up to them. When you accept Jesus as a personal savior, he says, because you've passed from death unto life.
He says,
if you want to back that up,
man,
John 5, verse 24.
He
that heareth my word and believes on him that sent me,
there's
everlasting life.
Amen. Yes.
He who believes on me, he heareth my words and believe him who sent me. Yes, everlasting life. See, he has got life because he believes. And that same group had to go to Pentecost to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, except.
Uye bokarimwe chete rinofana kuenda kupenda coast kuti vasvike pakubhabha vakaenda kupenda coast.
That same group.
Amen.
Of John 5, they went to Pentecost
vakaenda
to receive the baptism
vagamuchire
of the Holy Ghost.
Rubhabhatidzo romweya mutsvene.
Someone say amen to that if you are hearing me.
Amen.
Ndiri kuda kuputisa mota. Yeah?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You are born again. First.
Tanga.
You see what? You know why you're born again? The work of justification
is powerful.
It's powerful.
Simba,
you stand before God as you have never seen.
Sekuta hauna kana kumbotadza.
When God justifies you.
Mwari kana vakururamisa.
You stand before God
unomira pamberi pamwari
as nothing has ever happened in your life.
Sekuta hapana kana chakaitika mupenyu wako.
Justification is the strength of a believer.
Amen. Kururamiswa isimba remutende.
He's trusting
nekuti ari kuvimba
in what his Lord has done.
Pane izvo zvakaitwa nashe wake.
Yes, ndakaba. Yes, ndakashotora nhumbu. But as I believe in him,
asi pandakatenda maari,
he has given me everlasting life.
Akandipa upenyu usingaperi.
So I stand before him
today. Ndinomira pamberi pake nhasi.
Yes, anongoshotora kana nhumbu kana one.
Amen.
That's how powerful it is.
Ndo simba riripo.
That's how powerful it is.
No, simbari ripo.
Justified.
Ruramiswa.
He's sanctified.
Wacheneswa.
Sanctification.
Kucheneswa zvino.
Sanctification.
Amen.
What does it mean?
Zvinorevei.
You are removing the root of sin in your life.
Urikubvisa mudzi wechiwi muupenyu.
And still,
Sizvakadaro.
You have not Holy Ghost.
Hauna mweya mutsveni.
You can live a very powerful life.
Unogona kurana maupenyu une simba
kwa justification
nekururamiswa.
Sanctification
nekucheneswa.
You can live a very powerful life.
Urarama upenyu
a life with miracles.
Unyangwe upenyu une hune minana.
A life with miracles you can live.
Upenyu une minana chayo.
But once you're justified, once you're sanctified, something tells you this. Have you tried?
Amen.
You can't go against this scripture.
He
says it's an abomination for a woman to wear a trousers.
Amen.
You can try to explain. Wish pertain.
Amen.
Can I justify as a mass zero quash? Can I was sanctified as a mass zero quash? I don't know what has chided in a will.
Amen.
Has it chided under Gaites?
Yes.
Even who said I'm wearing chain. Utomu Christ. You are, what does it mean? You are a saint.
Amen.
Sanctified means you are what?
Amen.
You are a saint. There are many saints in the message.
Without
the baptism. May God help us. You see what
that
says? What is the Holy Ghost? He says it. The Holy Ghost is power
is
for service.
Amen. Requita bas.
What a peasant prophet. The Holy Ghost is power
is Simba
for service.
Requita bas.
So when we talk about you got to be born again.
Amen.
And applying that to the Holy Ghost. Many of the Methodists and so forth are wrong there.
Amen.
See what he's saying? He says the Methodists say born again is just as good as the Holy Ghost. He says tarasika ipapo.
Zvakafana nemweya mutsvene.
Tarasika ipapo.
Amen.
Kubarwa pacha handiwo mweya mutsvene.
Yes.
Yes, you are a child of God. Yes, you are a son of God. But in you, there's no power. The Holy Ghost
says
it's power for service. Are we together? The Holy Ghost is, when they say what is the Holy Ghost,
tell them.
It's power. For service.
Amen.
It's power for service.
Simbare kuita basi.
Mwari ndibatsire iwe mane rwara. You get the thing. It's got to take it the way the scripture got it placed.
Amen.
Yeah? And the Holy Spirit. He said, you shall receive the new birth after this. He says, no. After this, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. And they had already believed to eternal life and so forth. But they had to have the Holy Ghost for power. Don't
tell
the worry.
Amen.
Never say a prayer upon you. How can I share? As they must go further to the Holy Ghost for power, for service.
Amen. Never say
yes. Amen. But they must go forth for the Holy Ghost, for power, for service.
Amen.
They must go further.
We
thank, you can even preach with justification and sanctification. Good sermons can come
Amen. Marizo zakanaka zinoto uya ipapo.
Very good sermons.
Marizo zakanaka.
Very good sermons.
Marizo zakanaka.
Wanachitopona. Wachitotendeuka. Wachitonzwa kuti zvirikufamba nekupi. Just like Apollo was doing.
Sezva aita Apollos.
Just like Apollos. Many churches wanana Apollos vari kuparidza.
Amen.
Go tell them.
And I'm no wauza.
Very good man.
Men warume wakaishona.
Very sanctified man.
Wakacheneswa.
Men who are born again.
Warume wakabarwa pacha.
They have no idea.
Asa hapana chavanoziva.
The powerful service.
Pamusoro pesimba iri rekuita basi.
We refuse to have time.
No zviramba izvozvo pano.
Amen. You shall be witness unto me after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because the Holy Ghost is a witness of the resurrection. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That you have showing that you have become an adult in Christ. That's what he says. You are a witness. Showing that you are no longer a babe in Christ. You are now an adult in Christ. You need the Holy Ghost. For power for service. Amen. Glory. May God help us tonight. Inzwa, what he says. He says, so, if a man gets on the thought of just justification is all you have, he is wrong. He's got to be wrong. And then, if the church who believes like men of the Pentecostals that the Holy Ghost is it, that's all. Just repent and get the Holy Ghost. That's still wrong. Because you have got to get sanctification in there to cleanse it before the Holy Ghost comes in. If you don't, you leave the blood out. And the new birth, as the people talks that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the new birth. Now that's wrong. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is different from the new birth.
Amen.
Look for yourself when you get home. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is different from the new birth. Are you hearing me, church? Is it different from the new birth? It's different completely. Two things which are different.
It
says they are wrong.
And now they are,
the new birth is when you are born again. But the Holy Ghost is when power comes into that. Kana uine mweya mutsvene wacho ngaungokwane umu.
Amen.
Pa template here. This prophetic template.
Amen.
Handi zvitaura ne prophet here.
Yes.
That's what he just saying. In fact, I just come to bring an awareness to us.
Ngouya nekubengenutsa ibedzi.
Kuti the new birth,
kutobarwa patsva,
and the Holy Spirit,
nemweya mutsvene,
are two different
zvinhu zviviri. Zvakatosiyana.
What you do with it, and just see, I'm going to say in as well. But you know, we didn't get a quotation in profit. If I were you,
and under any way,
said Father,
Baba,
thank you for the new birth.
You know, 10 dying about what patch.
Thank you for the new birth. For justifying me. No wonder why I hate sin in my life. It's because you sanctified me. You justified me. They tried to rape me.
Amen.
They tried to lure me into making me their wife.
Lord, but
something has happened. I just refused from nowhere. I realized that you sanctified me. But since I gave my life to Jesus, you understand?
Amen.
That's exact.
Yeah?
The Holy Ghost baptized into the Holy Ghost.
Are
you hearing me tonight? Now, pandemic Christian Yanotaura. He says, now to wearing guy what the Holy Ghost? Maha wearing the Holy Ghost. He says, the Holy Ghost cannot make you any more Christian. He says, the Holy Ghost cannot make you any more of a Christian than what the baptism of the new birth has done to you. The new birth is very powerful. It makes you a child of God. It makes you a daughter of God. Who is born again. Who is justified. Who is sanctified. But Hana Simba uri weak. That's why I was quoting from church. Simba enough just to go along as a son of God. But you mira se mamira na pita. Unengo usina simba. Don't look up press was Derek. You can give in.
Amen.
When the press comes in, you'll be pressed. Kids, what? You'll be pressed.
Amen.
So you know what you're going to go to the mind. What do you want to go to the mind? I'm going to go to the mind. You shall see what it is. It's different from now. Inzwa. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is
it
Jesus Christ personifying himself in the form of the Spirit in the human being. Doing the same.
Achitas mechete.
Just like that. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ personifying himself in the form of the Spirit in the human being doing the same.
Achizoitas mechete.
Jesus, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is Jesus
Christ
personifying himself in the form of the Spirit.
Amen.
So it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ coming to abide, to stay in you. And
he's
doing the same. So why is he talking about Jesus Christ?
Amen.
He's doing the same.
Oh, it has much
at all. Why tell me Jesus Christ?
Yes.
He said, John 14, the works that I do, you shall.
John 14, not my
you shall also do. The works that I do, you shall also do. Are we clear tonight? Am I clearing the mist? Much confusion. Amen. Oh my God and my Lord, please don't do this to me. My battery is running. It's running low. What? Yeah, my own enemy. So did you, and I saw you going there. Did you find it? Let's have it. We must really bless the Holy Ghost as you may your child.
Amen.
The hippie
we are
chained.
Yes.
Yeah? Must bless each in his own place.
Panaku is such an opposing boy as a child.
But what was a pretty papi?
Amen.
Who talked about party?
Yes.
Yeah? Then baptism, who talked about party? Sanctification, but part of sanctification, what does it do? I don't check it, I check it when you see it. I get confused, you know, like a wand. My own, I'm saying my own. Is Jesus personifying himself? In the form of the Spirit.
So,
how glorious it is.
Amen.
Amen. The baptism, even the new birth, the new birth, you have eternal life. The new birth comes in, you have eternal life. You receive eternal. You have passed from death unto life. You have passed from death unto life. You have eternal life. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost
takes
this man with eternal life
and open you single peri
and give him power for service.
Amen.
Amen. Good. Now, what the prophet is saying,
the
baptism of the Holy Ghost is connected with service.
Amen.
Service, which is your calling.
Amen. That's
what I'm saying to you.
Amen.
Remember what he said? He said, each one, there are works that he cut for you to
do.
From calling and election. From your hope and your future.
There
are works that each one must. And those works he ordained them before you were born. And he knew you by name.
But
this man, when his time comes, he will do this work.
So
the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the power given to you to do those works that he set for you before you were born. Hear me, church.
Amen.
Is someone hearing me?
Pana, I don't inspire.
How many are we inspired? The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Baptism, when we are training,
is power given to you
to
accomplish the works that that he cut for you before you were born.
Iwe usati wabaru.
Are you hearing me? Remember that we said last time, Pai, if you don't do the works that he cut for you before you were born, you have failed. We have failed. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost is empowering you to complete your assignment.
What?
The baptism of the Holy Ghost is power given to you. Is the Jesus Christ personify himself in you as power for you to complete your assignment in this life.
Amen.
If you are a mechanic,
in
God's mind,
amen,
the baptism of the Holy Ghost will give you power to do your mechanic work properly. If you are a teacher, in the works cut for you,
amen,
the Holy Ghost will come to you to empower you to finish your assignment properly. Even the mind of God, God has assigned to you the works of a prophecy.
Amen. Mabasa kutunge uchipachi profita.
He empowers you to give prophecy. You can't expect a
mechanic
to speak in tongues doing mechanic work. And yet, he may also need the tongues for his personal edification.
Amen. Kuti anga achizo batsiridzwa onaye.
Are we together?
Tiri pamwepo here.
Say quotation to all. Takati muverenge mabhuku kandi takati muverenge iwa. But the baptism of
baptism,
the Holy Ghost, puts you into the body of Christ, subject to gifts for service.
Amen.
It doesn't make you any more, eh? It doesn't make you a what? It doesn't make you a what? Any more Christian. But what it does, it puts you in the body. Yeah? It puts you into the body of gifts.
Amen.
Now, let me clear the air. Let me clear it for you. According to you, the body of gifts,
amen,
is the nine gifts.
Amen.
But I want to tell you that doing plans for the church here, Basileo, was a gift, amen, of the Spirit. Do you hear me, church?
Yeah.
It was a gift. But you don't see it in chapter 12 of Corinthians. The body of gifts is too big.
Amen. Mutumbiwe zvipo uyu wakakurisa kwazvo.
Amen. is the baptism of the Holy Ghost is always connected with testimony of service.
Amen.
You must write that down. It's always connected with the testimony of service, which is exactly what he's saying here. It puts you in the body of gifts. Gifts, you save your gift.
Amen.
Yeah. Tell you what to do. Gift, you don't use your gift. You save your gift. Yeah? You are saving your gift. Mm-hmm. If you are a prophet, you are saving your gift. If you are a teacher, you are saving your gift. Yeah? If you are a doctor, you are saving your gift. And he says, your gift will bring you on the high table. Did he say that?
Amen.
Your gift is properly saved. Yes, potential to bring you on the high table of life.
Amen.
Now, panorohono kawanda ipapa. Mapende kusano tried wa ipapa. Panorohono kawanda. Now, what does he say? By one Spirit. One baptism.
First
Corinthians chapter 12. We are all baptized into the one body. Yeah? Now, Paul says there are different gifts. And in this body is the nine spiritual. I like what the word he's using. He says there are nine spiritual gifts.
Amen.
Yeah? And various physical natural gifts.
Amen.
In this body. And in this body, you have to be baptized into the body to possess one of these gifts.
Unofanira kubhabhatidzwa mumutumbi kuti unge uchiwana chimwe chezvipo izvozvo.
It's not a body of spiritual gifts.
Amen. Hausi mutumbi wezvipo zvemweya.
It's the body of Christ.
Mutumbi wa Kristu.
Not a body of supernatural gifts.
Kwete mutumbi wezvipo zvemweya.
So, do you see what the prophet is saying?
You
have to be baptized. Now, for you to into the body to possess one of these gifts, they come with the body.
Amen.
Can I say something here tonight? Listen to this one. This is very beautiful.
Amen.
Quira. See what he says there. Now, he says, it just puts you in the body of gifts.
He says,
now there are different gifts. You don't get all the gifts in the body. Yeah? You don't get all the gifts which are in the body. But you can get more than one.
Suno kuna kuona chino pfura chimwe.
We even get nine. All spiritual gifts are nine. If you are a prophet,
amen.
You can get SR nine. A prophet, he runs smoothly in all the nine gifts.
Profeta anonya sopinda mune zvakanaka muzvipo zvose zvipfumbamwe.
As the prophet,
amen. Same prophet.
An apostle,
amen. Same apostle,
amen. But as a pastor,
as same fundis,
you take some.
Unotora zvimwe zvipo.
Some don't.
Zvimwe hautori.
Yeah?
Amen.
Now, I don't know why I should say this. Because it's a body
Nekuti
with different spiritual and natural gifts.
Mutumbi unezvipo zvemweya
nezvepanyama. Different gifts. You don't get all the gifts which are in there.
Hawani zvipo zvose zviri imomo.
Saka ukamirira kuti uchatara nendimi. Iwewe usina chipo chekuti utare nendimi. Your works musina kutara nendimi. Uchamirira forever.
Amen.
Yeah? Ukamirira chipo chekuprofita. Chiuye pauri. Iwo usiri supposed kuita chipo chekuprofita according to the body issue. Uchagarira nhanzva. And yet, if you are supposed to get prophetic gift, you must get it. You must get it. If you are supposed to be one to prophesy, to speak in tongues, if you don't do it, you are guilty.
Amen.
You are guilty. Now, but here comes the challenge. I think we're just there. T-page chapter 8. Tutori pudara kononeka. Iyo first kononeka yacho. First kononeka chapter 12. Let's go to verse 8 now. I want to help someone tonight. When we come to pray for the Holy Ghost, we must be very, very clear of what we're doing.
Fana kuziva zvatiri kuita.
Chinzwa yamadzangu. What did the prophet say? What did he say? He says,
"Prophet ati,
we are baptized no into the body of gifts."
Mumutumbi wezvipo.
Did he say that?
Adaro here.
We are baptized into the body of gifts.
No baptism.
And so he's saying, "For to one
no
is given by the baptism
unopiwa
the word of knowledge.
No baptizwa
to another." The word of knowledge by the same spirit. Ziga. To another faith. To another gifts of healing.
Amen.
By the same spirit. To another miracles. To another prophecy. To another sentiment of spirits. To another tongues. To another interpretation of tongues. Amen.
Amen.
What is he saying?
Arikuti,
he's saying
arikuti,
in this body,
umapi
by interpretation of tongues.
Amen.
Of the spiritual gifts.
Mumwano dudzira ndimi muzvipo zvemweya.
To another by the same baptism.
Nekubhabhatidzwa mumwe chete.
Spirit of discernment.
Mweya we
to another. All these different kinds of tongues.
Kune mumwe zvipo zvakasiyana siyana izvi.
And but all these work at that one and self same spirit. He's saying, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Amen. Yes.
Those works which he cut for you well before you were born.
Ndopa
akadivida ipapo.
Yes.
Ndopa akatemera ipapo.
Amen.
Kuti uyu mwana uyu kausho muparidzi uyu mandura uyu. Uyu mukomana uyu kausho. Eh? Mu missionary ma apostola uyu. Uyu mukomana uyu kausho. Uyu go. Eh? Achipa each one.
Amen. Mumwe nemumwe.
And he says, but all these works, the one baptism, that self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Famba. Right. Zika verse 28. The chag. Timothy ga. Chimera pa verse 18. For one spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Nokuti nomweya mumwe chete takabhabhatidzwa mumwiri mumwe.
Atakuna Joelo.
Amen.
You see Joel there? Is Joel there?
Yeah, mukona here Joel.
He's back to Joel.
Adzoka kuna
Joel. Whether we be Jews,
kana tiri ma Juda.
Whether we be Gentiles,
kana ma Hedeni.
Whether we are bond,
kana ta.
Whether we are free,
kana vakasununguka.
See the slaves there?
Murukona here varanda vaya.
See the masters there?
Murukona here vana
te. It's the same baptism.
Rubhabhatidzo rumwe chete.
Bond or free.
Amen. Wakasununguka nevakasununguka.
We are drinking from the one body.
Tiri kunwa kubva pamutumbi umwe chete.
Now, then Moses waiting whatever is being said there. But I want you to get this one. Verse 29. Are all apostles? Are all prophets?
Are
all teachers? Are all workers of miracles?
Have
all the gifts of healing?
Do
all these speak with tongues?
Do
all interpret? This is what he said.
Zwai zvari kutaura.
Ari kubvunza. Kuti munhu wese ari mumutumbi. Are they prophets? Are they teachers? Are they apostles? Do they all speak in tongues?
Vose
vanotaura in the bread.
Vose vanodudzira.
Ndo panorasika mapentecost ipapa.
Yeah.
Kuti munhu wese ngaataure nendimi.
Amen.
As evidence kuti wagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Yes.
But Chirukuti, why did they pick tongues? Because they checked historically.
Amen.
Why Tarandimi?
Amen.
And they said, because of that, we take it as the evidence.
No zitora seicho.
Tumeyamutsvene wauya. Amen. We take it as evidence.
Zitora se umbo.
Pangaparukunzi, they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. Amen.
Amen.
So they take it as what?
Wano zitora.
Do all speak in tongues? But tiri kuti isusu. Hashigoni. Kuti church yes. It has it down in him.
Amen.
Has she gone in so?
Yes.
Akuna sakada. But kereke imwe na imwe. It is those nine gifts, spiritual gifts.
Amen. Zvipozi kufumba mwe zvimwe ya zviripo.
Each church, each local assembly.
Amen.
Ina so zvipo izvo.
Yes.
Ina all zvipo zvizvi. Ina zvakawanda zvipo. Wakatodzikana ine administrations.
Amen.
I have a scripture here, Papa. It's the same gifts. But I tell you about the minister that they say. Yes, they don't all speak in tongues. But some do speak in tongues. They don't all prophesy. But some do prophesy. They don't all see visions. But some they do see visions. One way, my businessman. Is a gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. It's a cheap watching way.
One way, whoa, my MP. Man, way, whoa, Bona Joseph. What the pastor got to go to my politicians? One way, whoa, Bona Daniel. You own a bona bora sticker much. Or bought him Buddha, I'm Tom Buddha, I'm CIO as you go. Natimudi. I didn't see I owe him change. Was Siani imagining him painted because I wrote the tongues in Dio and Dio near actual base? Warashika. The Warashika couldn't see. But the whole church.
Kerekeo, sir.
That is zero. What are the gifts of the spirit? Aini. What is the Holy Ghost?
I am Chenechi.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ
personifying himself in the believers.
Amen.
In the believers. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Glory be to God. Now, hear this and hear this well. Chapter 2 of Acts. Where the Holy Ghost came down. I don't see the pattern. when the Holy Ghost came down. Saka, all right, Mufundisi. Saka, imimi. Muri kuti, all right, ndanzwisisa manje. Ndanda vunduka mufundisi. Kuti matiti munhu wese matangs. Because inini kana mbuta ne matangs. Ndarohwa nehana pamataura nyaya iyoyo. Usarohwe nehana ba. Usarohwe nehana. Usamurohwe zvako nehana. Asi zvimwe ndiwe muprofiti wepachechi panapa. How do we know?
Tozwa sei.
How do we know? Saka ndichaziva sei, because to me ka I think saka how do I know?
Ndoziva
sei. That I have received the Holy Spirit.
Ndakagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Saka kana mati kana pasina matangs, ndichaziva sei ndakagamuchira mweya mutsvene. Uchaziva. By one is given, by one is given, by one is given, by one is given to all
people.
When you must know. Which is what we're going to speak on Sunday. But the baptism, when the day was fully come, in one accord, in one place, then the wind came down.
Amen.
Go down and appear the fire which he spoke about. Inzwa. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Wakazadzwa nemweya
mutsvene. And began to speak with other tongues.
Wakatanga kutaura nedzimwe ndimi.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Pavakapiwa napo nomweya kureva.
Understand? Upper room, this is what happened.
Ndozvakaitika paimba pamusoro.
They spoke with other.
Wakataura nedzimwe ndimi.
Dzika pasunzwe. Zigapas under heaven. Okay, I didn't have time for that. I need to get to where Paul Peter is saying verse 32. Because what he's saying, I think I must explain that. Go back. Sorry, Bambi. I must explain that it will help someone. Get attention. Attention, please.
Amen.
In the verse 4. In the verse 4. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 4, what is he saying in verse 4? He's saying there, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues. Amen. But now, matangs akutaurwa apa aya adudzirwa kunzinde api pa verse 6.
Amen.
Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded.
Amen.
Because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Vakakanganiswa nokuti mumwe nomumwe vakawanzwa achitaura mururimi rwake.
This is what happened there.
Mukona here zvakaitika.
Arukunzi matangs up. Arukunzi my natural languages.
Amen.
Those we are hearing,
vainzwa,
they heard them speaking
vainzwa wachitaura
in Shona, if Amen. You were there as a Zimbabwean.
Kana wanga uripose muZimbabwean.
You hear Shona being spoken.
Vainzwa Shona ichitaura.
Saka, ndopa tinobatira maPentecost ipapo. Kuti maPentecost Diabolo saka wa Rwandare. Mwezi zawano taura kana wamwe yamtwene wauya. Hapana language iri pasi pezuva pano. Inodudzira zvataurwa izvozvo. Maybe it's a heavenly language. Hatiziwi kuti language yekupi. Maybe ndiye kudenga. Asi pa Pentecost the language which was spoken was not a heavenly one.
Amen.
They spoke a natural
vakataura mutauro wepanyama pasi pano.
And then move them down to Kwakarara Ikoku. With Brother Henry Watt, language ye kudenga, Yamaka siya wana wachitaur. Aizri yu. They must speak a what? They heard them speak.
Wakavanzwa wachitaura.
Zika, brother.
And they were all amazed and were surprised, saying one to another,
amen.
They said one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how do we hear them in our own tongue wherein we were born?
Mururimi rwedu rwataka zvarwa navo.
Ndopane hondo yacho ipapo. Tiri kuwanzwa sei vari kutaura nechishona chataka barwa machiri. Ono vama Galilei naye. Actually, they are talking to, they're talking. Vari kutaura
vachirombedza
Mwari. Tichiwanzwa isusu. Tiri kuwanzwa chitara muchinyi. In our own language. Chokwadi kwagamuchira my tongues panouya mweya waMwari. If you are saying this, what happened at Pentecost, let it happen this way.
Amen. Kana tichiti ndo zvakaitika paPentecost ngazviitike nenzira iyi.
Rega munhu wekunyanja akunzwe nemuchinyanja. Rega munhu wekuUganda akunzwe nechiSwahili. Watavara matangi zako. Pakati umeipa. Saka, what is it that we are hearing kumasangano kwese kwatiri kufamba tichinzwa? Teacher, chinjiri kuitika. The devil is very deceiving.
Satan unonyengera.
He gives counterfeit.
Amen. Anopa.
Unozoona ne powerful service racho riye. Even the life of a Christian.
Kunyangwe upenyu wechiKristo.
My hour wakataura zwa my tongues. As his small house, ye mungwe murume. Mai, wakati warazwa wama tangs, pa wangwe ya waka uwe. Asi, mwiri wese uru kufamba uri panzi. Shwa mwuna Jesu muhana make, unofamba mazamu esa ari panzi mtaundi. Hamuna Jesu bo.
Amen.
Hamuna Jesu bo. Wakumana wese wanengori wavui wese washitaura one matangs asi kupomba kwa wanoita wakumana waku SDA ukaona wadadana nemu SDA wapinda biz because wano uhura wakumana wacho go and tell them hati nemu fundisi wedu muno uhura wakumana imi muda nyasha taka wani. Thank God our tenders tongues users, they don't believe in that.
What tender mazere?
Kwa wari sabbath no chinyi. Ndoku pedza hondo yese. I keep my sabbath. Ah, what pedza. Zobatsire kuti sabbath uri mbava. Zobatsire. It's Jesus Christ.
Ni Jesu Kristo.
Personifying himself.
Achiuya yese dunga munhu mauriwe.
Personifying, ashito onekwa. You are a witness.
Uricha pupu.
Ama zangu.
Amen.
Tine udangu ya mchwe neho. Asi atitendele uchitifuriru kwenye mademoni. Apo ndiri very careful.
Amen.
Ah, gadaere mwe ya mchwe neho chwele. Andiri very careful. And then more of Vunza Scanoga, and the other was in the badge, boys, but thanks about Hamatal Titicum Gudu Tabatara. Tahavaneco, I can say them right now. Jerusalem is under Krona. Tayamatara Matan Tigum Gudu, Azum Bonet Jesus, Jumanda, eh? And those women, Tayamatara Matan Tigum Gudu, Azum Bonet Jesus. Tishiro waona madara wana mdara chirinda wachinye pera wachinye. Asima tangzere. Hawa na utahora. Saka, we want genuine stuff.
Amen. Tunoda zinu zecho kwadi.
Bible best genuine stuff.
Zinu zinimu Bible zecho kwadi.
Ndo tiri kudai wawo. Utuwa zot, guys, tarisai brother wawo. Wa profitaka. But life ya choka, yaka swatuka. Yaka. Hati tereri shprofita chako first ba. Tutarisa life yacho first.
Amen.
Because tzime la kashiba. Haribuli tzimufara zidunaka. Hashi goni izo.
Amen.
Hashi goni.
Amen.
Kuti tzime rinema konye. Robu nisa mufara zidunini. dzinonaka hazviguri broken systems hazviguri mari ngatibatsire manheri wanai.
Amen.
The true baptism of the Holy Ghost
babhatizo
kwachokwa.
Amen.
Iriko. Iriko. The true witness. Hata kuti show be witness.
Chawa chapo.
Kata witness here zvino. Wafamba vhendi rese mavhedha ako mazvona zvese zviri panze izvi. Uri witness ichi. Jezebel. Uri witness ichi. Hapana witness yauri. How's the witness? You shall be my witness.
Chawa zvapupu zvangu.
But when the Holy Ghost, now what I like is what the Bible is saying.
Yes,
when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive
power. Simba.
You can speak in tongues. Usina powerful.
Yeah.
Chaizo. Power rasha ridini. Haripo. Asama chaizo ridini. Or you cannot even speak in tongues.
What's
the power of your foot? Both ways. No gift of the Spirit. But gifted with a natural gift. By the Spirit. Saka, munhu yeye ane a natural gift of the Spirit. Kumbuti ataure ne tongues. Mamu womesera. Evidence. Now see what the Pentecost they say. Nendimi that chapter 12. Now that's nonsense now. And them come you can say them just once, you will never say them again. Now that's childish play now. Tiripa goromonza hapo wakamujidaro wako mana wacho we Pentecost wachindifuta unitarusa nendimi tiri ku ACU chingovurai muromo kana brother whatever way it comes into your mind just say it ndikati ibo chotara zvinyadzi hapo zvandi furira kutara zvisina nebasa race saka bofu maka kugamuchira mweya mutsvene wacho ngati kana zviri zonga kugare anitaudza vese zvese bazva ndo yamukanwa mangu. Hence, as the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Gave them utterance. And most of them, they just say a syllable, two, three words.
Two, three words.
Atopera matangs acho. Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. I sing in tongues. Not this kindergarten stuff. We want genuine stuff in this
church.
We want genuine stuff. We want genuine stuff. We want genuine stuff. Maona mweya pa window hapo. Maona mweya pa window mimi mbuya mimi. Mbuya mimi maka. Munaona zvinhu zvemweya. Zvikanzi wakaona zviro. Wakaona zviro. Ndikati hapana chakaona bao. Hapana chakaona ba muchembero. Nyepa. Sata kubva pano. Ndati bvai. Pana chamakaona bai. Mweya mutsvene uri ku hama dzangu.
Amen.
Powerful service.
Simbari.
You know we are chaiso pane munhu. To be a witness.
Kuvacha pupu.
Powerful service.
Simbari kushumira.
We want it.
Tinorida.
In this church.
Mukereke
ino. We want people in this church.
Tinoda vanhu mukereke
ino. Who prophesy sharp shoot.
Vano profita zvakananga.
Who see visions sharp shoot.
Vanoona zviratidzo zvakananga vakomana vechidiki.
Who see visions.
Vanoona
zviratidzo. Young women. Who see visions.
Vanoona zviratidzo.
Philip's daughter. Four Amen. Girls.
Wakunda wa Filipi wana.
Washi profita wari four.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Europa fadzo yakadi.
What a blessing.
Europa fadzo yakadi.
Four girls.
prophesy. Untouchable, holy lives.
Amen.
What is the Holy Ghost? Being baptized by the Spirit. Blessed into the body. Subject for the gifts.
Amen.
To operate them.
Amen.
Not only there are spiritual gifts, but more so in the church, we want spiritual gifts. Kana wazotenga samaza yako kunze uko ne mweya mutsvene zva ndizotenga samaza yako ne mweya mutsvene uri kunze uko as a calling.
Amen.
Hatizongoti munhu une mweya mutsvene atenga samaza yake kunze uko bako zvitooneka kuti uri pere mweya mutsvene pamaza ipapo. Amen. Zvinooneka kunze uko kundozamazama uko. Same way kuti munhu muparidzi. Ah, unoparidza uyu. Izwa same one achitaurwa kuti muparidzi munhu muparidzi uyu. Garage passing room. Hazipo Sadini Zaram. I don't know if someone put it up. But ah, no, Zuru Mamazino, I already bash Rumor Rumo Seman Rumu. Gab Gasadini Mbatere, I get mumu excuse. Ah, cheap what you want to eat a potato, a cheapo. As someone go flow at the end. Those women are one marries us. When I'm morning, Jimbo Yaki, Mumutumbimo, you are subject to the body,
amen,
to the gifts which are in the body. That's the Holy Ghost. The prophet says, when I received the Holy Ghost, I didn't speak in tongues.
And then I'm going to
tell you, I'm going to tell you. What did he say tonight?
Amen. So
he said, new birth is not the Holy Ghost. Someone say amen. The new birth is different from the Holy Ghost. We said
that is
you can stay in the church.
Unogona kugara mukereke.
Wakabarwa patswa chete. Usina mweya mutsvene. Kutogara kuno uchitofa. Zvichitoita. Uchitokunda chiwi. Because it's eternal life in you.
Nekuti upenyu usingapere mauri.
You are short-changed as a Christian. Now, you're not talking about your tongues. You're not going to watch the steric. Especially when you're going to spend the course. You know, this can be very disastrous.
Amen.
But it's the truth.
As each of you,
we can sit down later on.
Amen. Pashure.
Pasirana ipapo.
Yes.
Paroku Famba say, I understand that. Both from the spiritual side and also the feeling which then comes to you.
Amen.
But it puts you into study and prayer. Amen. If you don't go see now my gifts, such a you are, you will find out what you are food. It forces you again to know sina spiritual gift manifest in the scripture. What a gift do you have in the natural? You have to go and study.
Amen.
It's even worse. I think it's even worse. It's even worse.
Kana
wati wewe, hauna chipo chiri spiritual chiri Bible changu achine ine kuti nitaure nendimi kana kuprofita kana kuona vision. Chititaura kuti chakacho ndei chipi. Kana chisirimo chiri spiritual, saka ndei chip. Go and do it.
And down it.
Saka I think chakaoma ichocho. Izvi zviri nane zvine ma specific. But and yet,
as
now,
sakadaro,
hear me well. How choose the chipo chacho?
Yes.
Amen.
Ndo dangwita chemwa apostola ndinge ndiri in charge of all these churches. Hauchuzi unopiwa nemweya waMwari.
Amen.
Wadopiwa kare. Po akanzi I was ordained for this calling.
Takagadzwa kuitira kudana uku.
Jeremiah, fire was born.
Jeremiah satabara. Mwari vakandipata semprofeta. As a prophet.
So when Jeremiah received the Holy Ghost,
Jeremiah,
he won a vision.
Amen.
Because he's a prophet.
Because
vision is the gift of a prophet.
Do you see
that?
Amen.
Can I worry a teacher when Bible? Ah, want a revelation. Hajinets got a revelation.
Amen.
But you need to see things. Amen. But now my wish is a revelation. Kuvura ma scripture. Hazvinetsi kuona chipo ichocho. The heavens open.
Denga rinozaruka.
Like Stephen.
Sa Stephen.
Heavens opened.
Denga rozaruka.
I saw Christ.
Ona Kristu.
On his right hand.
Ari kurudyi.
He's subject to the gifts.
Amen.
I think I've made it clear.
The JK sir.
But everyone must receive the Holy Ghost.
Anofana kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
The manifestation, Mira, Nipeyo, Madafara. Manifestation is given to prophet. Yeah? Verse 7, did it? Verse 7. Now, why I'm saying this is what does it say? Iowa. Isako. Isarim. What we thought, I'm going to tell you. You know, you don't know what it means. He started it very simple. Remember what he said, Papa? He said, I will come and manifest myself too. Amen. Did you go through it last time?
Amen.
He says, the Father and I will come and manifest myself to you. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. The evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. Not clearly. Get another one. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Do you hear that? To help everyone. Yeah?
Amen.
To each one is given
a gift
to help everyone.
Amen.
Get everyone worse in church.
Amen.
Ukapiwa vision. Handi yako. Get everyone worse in church. To profit with all.
For the common
good.
Amen.
For the common good.
Amen.
What does it mean then?
It's not every year.
Meaning, how be we manifestation? Ye gift that we see now.
Yes.
Yeah? I will be a manifestation. You will not manifest revelation. Usirim profit.
Yes.
You will not manifest the tongues.
I was honest and me.
Usiri tongue speaker.
Kana usina kupiwa kutaura kwendimi.
Hakuna zo utsotsa kuti ah ngedze kugamutisha mweya mutsvene chete. Ah. Ndimi dzo kuti kugamuchira mweya mutsvene kutaraka 1 to receive the Holy Ghost and that is all. Now takurukana tikadaro manje. Takurukana tikadaro. Just say two words. That's it. What is it? Zvapera. You never speak again.
Hauzotaure zvakare.
Iwana shindima shindima tinozongoita vaya vaya zongobaisira baisira tichifamba famba shindima 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 usiku wese ukamuti ah mukoma timomira ishindima ka namata chazva chaizvo apa zvine manzwi chaiwo chaiwa ruzvikana hapana chinobuda. Paul says
Paul not
I speak with my understanding. Pray with my understanding.
Ndinonamata nekunzwisisa.
Kana ndiri pane vanhu.
Yes.
I pray in my understanding.
Ndinonamata nekunzwisisa kwangu.
Kana ndandega ndotaura nendimi.
Amen.
Ndipunzwa zvinoita. Eh. Kana ndandega ndobwereketa hangu. Because it's between me and.
Ndo zviri pakati pangu naMwari.
But pana tiri kana tiri panapa. Ah ndotaura nezvanzi with my.
Amen.
With my understanding.
Amen.
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 Sunday, we are preaching on how to receive the Holy Spirit. You know you have the Holy Ghost or you don't have. You don't know about it. From what we have just said here, you can already see. You can already know. When I married, I said, no. But apart from that, go eat. We shall see on Sunday. How to receive the Holy Spirit.
Manerwano,
the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus
Christ
coming back upon a believer to abide in him, taking charge of his faculties, taking charge of all your senses, and making you subject to the gifts that are in the body. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
It's
Jesus
Jesu Christu
in the believer doing the same thing that he did. That is the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I want it like too bad. I want that baptism like no man's business. I'm going to die. I'll die. Receive that baptism. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You saw the need of this baptism way back in the days of Joel. And he prophesied. He said, you send the baptism on all flesh. Here we are tonight. Lord, we need that Holy Ghost. This church, we need that baptism. our daughters here, they need this baptism. Our sons, Lord, the handmaids, the servants, we need this baptism. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that you be gracious and remember us. We realize tonight, Father, it is a definite experience. Someone must say, yes, I have, or no, I haven't. You do something about it. You make it very clear and very simple until there's no in-between answers. We are asking you to help us. We are waiting on you to do it. Father, we see it's not the new birth. We can't join it together. They are two separate incidences. They are two separate events. One is a new birth. Then the other one is a baptism. We are praying tonight, Father. Even as the prophet has said, we can't fall in the same mistake that they do way back in the Pentecostals, that they do in the denominations, that they do in the holiness churches. Father, we are a step higher. We receive the prophet who will make this thing clear for us. We pray, therefore, Lord, bring birth to your children by the Spirit and by the Word in the name of Jesus Christ. And baptize those hearts with your Holy Ghost and put them in service. Put them, Lord, to fulfill the works that you've ordained for them. Some of them, they are tongue speakers. Some of them, they are interpreters of those tongues. Some of them, Lord, they see visions. Some of them, they've got gifts of faith. I pray tonight, we are subject to those gifts. We lay ourselves in your hands. Let it be tonight, my Father. Let it be for this church. This is how we're going to establish ourselves. We are born again by believing on your finished work on the cross. And you justify us by that. And you sanctify us. When we are clean, you will put us in use by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Father, it's symbol. Every young man who hear this, it's symbol to understand. Every mother, every father, it's symbol to understand. The manifestation thereof, of that baptism, Lord Jesus, you said, is given to each one to profit everyone. That's what we hear. That's what we understand. We are welcoming it tonight. We feel the Spirit, Lord, coming closer to us. When we lay it straight, just simple as that, there's no confusion. May you clear away tonight all the mist in our minds. We have heard a lot of things, but we are coming to you tonight and before your children in a childlike way, in a very, very simple way. And we thank you, Lord, even for these things. Now we pray, Father, may our hearts be prepared for the baptism. May our hearts be prepared. We want to be a witness. That power, we shall receive power. We want that power. We are tired of powerless Christianity. We are tired and weary, Father, of failing to witness. We saw how they witnessed even you. Father, by healing the sick were healed, even in the church. And Paul, Peter said, marvel not, don't look at us as if it is me who has caused this man to be healed. Is it Jesus Christ whom you crucified? Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to say the same thing, Father, even amongst us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to repeat it, Father. Say, you, with your dirty hands, you killed him, but here he is. He's resurrected again, and he's in our midst, is testifying and be a witness. Father, grant it tonight. We pray and ask you, send down the Holy Ghost. You said, Jesus Christ will be coming. There's someone coming who will baptize us with the fire and the Holy Spirit. We as ministers, we as preachers, we baptize these people unto repentance. We baptize these people unto eternal life. But then we pray, the baptizer with fire, the baptizer with the Holy Ghost, come and do your work in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, Father, give them the tongues. Give them the interpretations. Give them, Father, the visions. Give them all these the nine gifts. Give them also the power to pursue their callings which is upon their life. Each one
in the field wherewith you called them. Father God, we commit them into your hands. Holy Spirit, I have preached. Into your hands, I leave these chopped up words. If there's confusion in anyone's mind, may you clear it for them. For this I pray. When we come on Sunday, may we be ready, Father, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. May we be ready to be baptized with the power. May we be ready to welcome Jesus into our hearts. May we see him do the things that he did, the which he promised even amongst us. We thank you. Go with us now to our homes. This we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. God bless you, church.
Amen.
Teaching takes a bit of time, as you can see. Different from just preaching. Preaching, you can just focus on one thing.
But
repent. Close, I can't preach anymore.
Amen.
Let's go home. Come to the altar. But teaching now, you have to go scriptures. And it's draining.
Amen.
And it takes time. I hope you understand. Let's meet on Sunday again. If you have not read about what is the Holy Ghost, please go and do read that. What is the Holy Ghost tomorrow?
Amen.
Get that book. Read it tomorrow. Don't be lazy. Power. Power to read.
Simbare kutowerenga chairo.
Ukona usina power. Ndio tukuda pana hapa muswe stand. Takadzira flyer iro rokuitira iwe. Something will happen in your life.
Pane chinoitika muupenyu hwako.
Give you a power that is not your own.
Kukupa simba risiri rako.
God bless you.
Mwari wakuropafadzei.
Amen.
Amen.